Digital und real. Digitale Begegnungen von echten Menschen mit dem echten Gott.
I'm leading sales and marketing teams for a technology manufacturer in the DACH region who's coming from Taiwan. And I'm working in technology already for many years, more than 25 years in total. And when I came to faith, back to faith, in 2011, I was working at Cisco at that time. And I asked myself, what does it mean being a Christian in the workspace? And I found that it means for me that it is important to share my faith wherever possible. But I didn't see any connection to technology at this time. And this took quite a while until I understood that there is a connection in between it. And maybe I can explain it on one slide here. If you have a pond of water lilies and the water lilies, a big pond, and there's only very, very few of them, and they double every year. And let's say it takes in total 200 years until the pond is full. Then my question, how long does it take until one quarter is full? The answer is it takes 198 years. And I think this explains very nicely what exponential growth means. You don't see anything for a very, very long time. Even after 198 years, the pond is three quarters without water lilies. So the big growth comes in the end. And let me translate this to what it means for us as Christians. We are working now 2,000 years on Bible translations. And even after 2,000 years, only in 10% of the spoken languages, we have a full Bible translation. So in total, 800 out of 7,400 languages in total. That means that the thousands of people who worked on the mission field getting the Bible languages didn't see their fruit. But what is coming up is that it is at least possible that technology will help us to accomplish things in a very short time period that was not possible through the last 2,000 years. One third of the population you're seeing here is not allowed to convert to Christianity. There are laws in those countries forbidding it. So either they don't have any Bible messaging, or they simply are not allowed to move on. But what can change? What is the big impact I now see coming in technology I would like to share with you? So we have the opportunity of translations, and I think this here is a very good example on what is possible. I tried the translation, translated the first message into German, from English into German, and it was very, very well translated. So this gives us the opportunity that what was not accomplished within the last 2,000 years to accomplish now in a very short time period. AI is even able to translate languages that don't have even writing. So that means there is a huge impact. The second huge impact that is coming out of the translation possibility of large language models is that we can have it simultaneously and can have it for everyone individually. So if you take my home city, Düsseldorf, for example, there are more than 100 languages spoken. And that should reflect actually also in our churches that those languages are spoken. And we have in our church, for example, a family speaking Farsi from Persia. And they have now some glasses, and those glasses have an automatic AI translation through the speakers of them. So there is a lot possible to achieve. not only far away in the mission field where there are no translations, but also in our cities, which get much more diverse over the years. Topic number two that can help us achieving what Jesus asked us to do, to share the gospel with every nation, is coming through blockchain and crypto. So in many countries, it is not allowed to have a Bible, and there are high penalties for everyone who is having one, and all websites for Bibles are blocked there. So what is possible is to have a decentralized Bible, a system, a Bible that can use also offline, online, whatever you like, but is fully encrypted, and it is not possible to censor it. I have no idea if there's in any organization working on this at the moment, but I'm very certain that this is something that will help us to help people, giving people the good news who are not allowed to have a Bible. A topic number three is coming through drones. So if we the overall picture is that we have AI getting very strong over the last years on the data side, on the large language model side. But what is the next step moving forward is the physical world. So, and we see more and more robots are coming. There are calculations that there will be 10 to 20 million robots only in Germany with a population of 80 million in total. So there will a lot of help coming through this. Yeah, the help in household day-to-day work, going with the dog, whatever. But this will also be possible to use for the mission field. Yeah, so there are countries that don't even allow any connection outside. If you take North Korea, for example, it's completely isolated. And there it is possible to have some drones going over. And I think what we also can see is that there is a very, very high momentum in this technology if we look at the warfare. And we had last week in Denmark, quite a number of airports closed due to drones coming in. But we can use every technology that is used for bad, we can also use for good. So like a knife, someone can you can kill someone, or you can do a surgery with this. And I believe technology will be a great enabler to help us with this, achieving the great command. And so I would like to say to everyone who is in here and who is working in the business field, that the work that we are doing sometimes seems so disconnected of God's kingdom. It seems like there is no connection in it. And what helped me very much is a phrase Martin Luther said, God works through our hands. So, and the picture he had was that he said, God doesn't deliver us with bread. We pray for the daily bread, but God is not coming to the door bringing us bread, but he is bringing us the bread through the farmer, through the supermarket. So everyone working in God's supply chain. And so I would like to encourage everyone working in business that we are part of God's supply chain, even though it doesn't feel sometimes like this. Yeah. And so like this guy here on the desk, I think it is good and important to have in mind that it is not for vain what we are doing, but it is also part of the kingdom of God's provision in here. And at the same time, I would like to say something to those working in the ministry field, what might be possible to learn from the business side. So what I like at the business side on how we are working is that it is very target focused. So from the employees I'm leading, I expect from each and everyone when I meet them in the elevator that they can tell me on what their part is on achieving our target and where they are to the target. And my impression is that it's sometimes in churches, it gets a bit defocused. There are many things to be done, but what is the actual target? What do we want to achieve until when gets a bit in the background? And I think this is important to keep it up and would help us to have clear goals and to be aware on what part is everyone doing on a day-to-day basis to achieve this very goal. Number two is speed. So when you're skating over thin ice, speed is a matter of survival. And I think in technology, everyone or the successful companies are very much aware of this. It is a huge difference if you come to market with a new phone now or if you come to market a month later. So the speed is very important. And I think that's maybe also something sometimes churches can learn from this, that there is an urgency. It is an urgency in what we are doing, and it needs to be an urgency in what we are doing to stay focused. And number three, and that's maybe a bit weird if a business person is saying this, but I found then that when I was in negotiations of larger deals, and I had a couple of them, then it was always a big team working on those deals. It's never done by a single person. It's always, you need legal people, you need compliance people, technical people, all sorts of people. And they all have different interests and are a bit different culturally, how they're working, what they're working for. But deals can only be closed when this team is united. And I guess this is something because Jesus said so that we should be united, which should be clear for everyone. But maybe it helps also to say that it's also from a business perspective, we can only be successful. We can only do successful business when we are united. When it is, people are striving in different direction, it gets misled and never comes up to a deal. But I think this is important. So I would encourage everyone, target focus, speed driven, and unite for the higher picture we are having in there. And last but not least, I would like to invite everyone to connect with me, with us on LinkedIn and have a web page for Adlerblick, the podcast. Simon mentioned, and Simon was a guest already there. And there I'm trying to discuss a bit topics like those, how AI and business and kingdom can work together. And with this, thank you very much, Simon and Jeff, for bringing this thing here up. Thank you.
Danke für dein Interesse. Digital und Real ist der Podcast der Region Digital von der Allianz Mission. Alle Informationen unter allianzmission.de/regiondigital.